Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Knoxville has a new fire chief. Where is he from? What's his background? And why is Knoxville already a special place to him? Let's go in-depth with Nick Bonstell from Holland, Michigan, and soon of Knoxville.
Well, Nick, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you all excited to be heading to Knoxville as the new fire chief?
Our family is extremely excited to make the move and, you know, finalize the process and be able to start working with the Knoxville Fire Department. We are looking very forward to meeting the citizens of Knoxville.
Well, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your family?
Yeah, absolutely. We live here in Holland, Michigan, on the lake shore. I work in Grand Rapids. We have, me and my wife have been married for 7 years. We've dated long before that, but been married officially for 7 years. We have three beautiful children. I have a 3.5-year-old boy whose name is Colt, and twin daughters who are 1 month old. And their names are Bailey and Angela Joy, but we call her AJ. And, yeah, we have been involved in the fire service the whole time we've been dating and my whole working life. I started in high school and have slowly worked my way up to the point where I am now and really enjoy the fire service, and it's definitely become a part of the family.
Well, it sounds like a busy family with all the little ones.
It's extremely busy. On top of that, my wife is a social worker by trade. She has a bachelor's in social work and was working in the school system here with students with developmental disabilities. But obviously with the twins who are here now, that has definitely slowed down. So, and on top of that, you know, for 7 years we had a racing career too. So that just ended this year. And look forward to ending that chapter of life and starting a new one. But it's definitely a busy household, that's for sure.
And what was that other career you mentioned? I didn't quite get that word.
Oh, a racing career.
Racing.
How about that? Especially coming to the city of Knoxville. I told the city manager when we were in our interview, I don't know if it could have got much perfect with a checkered flag logo on a fire truck that pretty much exemplifies everything that I've lived for my whole life. So, yep.
Well, what did you race?
I started at a young age. My dad has always been in the racing business. He started owning late models when we were very small, so we've always been around the racetrack. Started racing go-karts, and just like any kid, kind of worked my way up to the stock car racing. Raced sportsman, pro stock, super stock, and then was very fortunate for the last year and a half to race for a place called D&B Motorsports here in Holland for a super late model team for the CRA Super Series. And that's pretty much who, like, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, all those guys all race that series too. So it's a fun, competitive, really, really competitive series, and cars are very quick. So that was fun to end the career on that note.
You're going to get a real kick out of Knoxville then, aren't you?
Absolutely, and I tell you what, that was actually a huge draw to us coming there, is knowing how the racing communities are across America. Pretty much wherever you go, whatever racetrack you go to, the people are the same. It's a family-oriented sport. It's something that people put a lot of time and effort into, and seeing that Knoxville, the community, supports the racetrack there in town. You know, and racing is pretty big there around that whole area, especially with the track up there in Newton. And that definitely was a huge factor in us coming there. We look forward to supporting the racing community in any way we possibly can.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Knoxville's new fire chief, Nick Bonstell.
Well, what's it going to be like coming to a smaller town? We don't have any big, giant buildings for you to put fires out.
Oh, there are plenty of hazards there. Just from my couple days being in town, there's definitely opportunities for large incidents to happen, but our whole goal is to not have those incidents happen, to be able to prevent those incidents from happening in the first place. But as far as the small town feel, where I started my firefighting career was in a town called Zeeland, pretty much identical in size to Knoxville. And we have always been a small town people. We have always, personality-wise, I think we fit in better in a small town environment. And we definitely were looking to get back to the point where we could find somewhere to not only work, but also to plug in and engage and be a part of the community in a whole. And when you work for a larger city, it's extremely hard to do that. It's a great place to work. Sometimes it's a bad place to raise a family. But every opportunity that I've gotten so far is definitely because of my work experience here in Grand Rapids. So I definitely do thank them for allowing me to work for them for such a long amount of time, but am definitely looking forward to the future and being a part of the community in Knoxville.
Is it going to be tough to move into an existing department with, you know, a lot of members that have worked together for a long time, you know, as a new person and as a leader? Is that going to be hard, you think?
You know, I think anywhere you go, in the fire service, there is a brotherhood, there is a bond, and that bond sometimes is obviously tighter with a group of individuals who have worked together for a very long amount of time. And my goal is to not come in the department and disrupt any bonds that anyone has built. And that very clearly has been my goal from the beginning. My goal is to come in to the city of Knoxville, to be a part of the fire department, and, you know, use not only what the community sees as a vision for the fire department, but also the members of the fire department. Any decision that I make will definitely have the members' involvement in that process. My door will be open to any ideas, to basically anyone who has anything to say about anything that we're doing. And my goal is to take those visions and values and create an overall long-term vision for the fire department. So sometimes it is hard to, you know, meet the new people, get accustomed to them, and work with them. But my goal, especially in the first couple months of being there, is to get to know each individual, not only on a professional level, but on a personal level. Because people are what make the fire department successful. It's not the equipment. It's not the stations. It's definitely the human resource in the fire department. So my number one goal is definitely working with the people. And the people that I've met so far have been absolutely fantastic and have our family extremely excited about fitting into the community there.
I know it's premature. You haven't even hit the ground yet. But do you have a general sort of a vision for the future that you could maybe sketch out a little bit for us?
You know, one thing that I have always embraced, and it actually came to me at a very young age, when I was 18 years old, I actually experienced my first fatal fire, and it happened to be a 14-year-old girl who was obviously at that time very close to me in age. You know, at that point, I really embraced the fire prevention mentality, and there is a lot that communities can do to be proactive. In general, the American Fire Service is a very reactive organization. It's very well known for being a very aggressive interior fire attack operations, and people respect the fire service for that. There is, in the future and now, a huge push to be proactive. And we have the tools and the resources and the techniques that are now being developed to be able to, you know, hopefully successfully prevent a lot of the fires that happen in the first place. The last thing I want as a firefighter is see someone lose their property or see a business owner go out of business for 6 months to a year because they've had a major fire. Operationally, it's obviously good experience to, you know, have those situations happen. But as far as the community in a whole, our goal should be to prevent those incidents from ever happening. So I will bring a lot of fire prevention efforts with me into the city. And I always like to call it the three E's of fire prevention, and that's engineering, enforcement, and education. And obviously the engineering side, you get in a plan review, you talk to the builders and the construction companies who are doing the buildings and engineer those systems to be in place while the buildings are being built. Enforcement doesn't necessarily mean money. Enforcement just means, you know, changing a couple things in an occupancy to make it less susceptible to fires. And obviously education, not just educating, you know, school children, but also educating the adult population on fire safety and hazards, especially this time of year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Knoxville's new fire chief, Nick Bonstell.
Do you have a management style that you could lay out to let us know how you're going to manage the department?
Yeah, and you know, there is two totally different sides of the fire service. You obviously have your operational side, which is the side that any new member of the department definitely wants to be a part of, is going out on the fire scenes and the accident scenes and the EMS calls. That is our operational side of the fire department. And especially during a fire incident, you have to have a leadership style that fits into the incident management system. And that system has to be in place for safety of all individuals on the fire ground. So that is something that kind of is non-negotiable. You can't have people freelancing, running around without being accountable. There has to be a control and command system in place on those scenes. So obviously on scene, that is one leadership style that you have to have. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the administrative side, the firehouse side, the program side, has to be the same way. And that's really what I have learned over the last 15 years, is the places that I like to work, the things that I like to do, the times where I felt most productive as a member of the fire department, were the times on the administrative side where the leader was able to let you perform the task how you would like to perform it. And 9 times out of 10, that task ends up coming back being very successful. So I tend to have both styles, and I really am going to let a lot of the members of the fire department dig their heels in and take a piece of this and run with it. Without the members actually being a part of this process, you know, we don't have any further going forward. You know, with the fire department, we don't have further buy-in with the members. So we need to get the members of the fire department interested in taking some of these tasks and run with them. And I think that overall will create a stronger fire department.
Well, and one of the challenges, I would guess, moving from a larger city to a smaller one is that you're going to be moving from what I presume to be a staff that was paid, professionals, and here you're going to be working with the majority of volunteers. Is that going to be make things any different?
That absolutely makes things different. And the great part about that is having the experience on the volunteer side previous to me coming here in Grand Rapids, that is going to be experience that will pay huge dividends down the road, because you cannot manage a fire department the size of Grand Rapids the exact same way you manage a fire department the size of Knoxville. You know, here in Grand Rapids, we have 230 full-time firefighters. That is a completely different operation than what you're going to have in Knoxville with part-paid members and with members who might not be able to respond certain times of the day and night. So being able to have already been in those shoes, knowing, you know, working that full-time job, having the kids at home, going through all the training that you need to go through as a volunteer or part-paid firefighter, is a very taxing experience. And I have the utmost respect for any person out there who actually dedicates their life to doing that, just because of how much you have to do to be a functional part of the department. So definitely we need to take a look at how we're responding to these incidents, the frequency of the incidents we're responding to, how successful are we with the people that we do have on scene, and, you know, start creating trends with data to be able to, you know, effectively respond down the road. And that is definitely one issue that we're going to have to learn a little bit about But the members that I have met there seem very driven, seem like they love the city, love the fire department that they work for. And I absolutely cannot wait to come there and be a part of that team.
It's going to be an interesting transition in the fact that, let's say that you move to a management position, you know, in a company, in a business, or in the school district, whatever. You've got a break-in period. But let's just say you arrive on the ground, first day on the job, there could be a house fire. And there's not a lot of time getting people, you know, used to you and your management style. What happens that day one if there's a house fire?
Well, day one, the nice thing is any professional firefighter, any volunteer firefighter, you know, anyone who is a part of an organized fire department here in America has to go through a national set of standards. So the nice thing is that national set of standards means that a house fire that burns in Knoxville, Iowa, and a house fire that burns in Grand Rapids, Michigan, both has certain techniques, certain management styles that everyone has to do on scene. And those books, you know, are national books. They're taught across the country. So the information that the people know, the firefighters know, automatically, you know, reverts to what they've learned in those classes. So the nice thing is the basics have already been accomplished. You have people who know what they're doing as far as fire attack, ventilation, doing search and rescue, having a RIT team standby. Those are automatics for the most part. It could be a very complex incident to begin with, and with my luck, I actually don't doubt that will probably happen. My first day here in Grand Rapids, as I was getting the speech of, we don't get fires every day, 8 a.m. in the morning, we had a fire my very first day here. So that is a situation that definitely could happen, especially with the fire service the way it is, and we will have to learn and grow from it together as a team. If that does not happen, though, my plan is within the first couple weeks, and I'm already starting to get the legwork a little bit down here with Acting Fire Chief Higginbottom, but I would like to sit down with each individual on a separate, you know, 15, 20-minute, 30-minute basis to figure out, you know, what makes them tick. Why are they a part of the Knoxville Fire Department? You know, what do they see professional development-wise that they want to do personally down the road? So hopefully in the first couple weeks I can at least get some information on the individuals, know them on a personal level, and start working with them in that basis. But definitely the nature of the business, you know, day one we definitely could have a structure fire. It is the nature of the beast.
Now you're going to be coming to a great community and a great, well-respected fire department. Anything you'd like to say to your new community?
Well, definitely I appreciate everything that everybody has done, you know, city council-wise, fire department-wise, you know, even people just reaching out from the community who, you know, got my contact information. There has been a ton of support coming from that community, and I want to do everything that we can do as a family and that I can do as a fire chief to support the community of Knoxville. I'll be working very hard and diligently to be as productive of a member of the management team as I possibly can be. And I do want the community to know that there will be a lot of questions asked of them from me in the future, too, as I try to decide, you know, what the acceptable level of risk is there in Knoxville and, you know, what resources that the community would like allocated toward that risk. So I would like to definitely get a lot of buy-in from the community. A lot of buy-in from the fire department members themselves, and I definitely look forward to coming there in the very near future.
Well, it looks like you may be arriving in early February. We look forward to you and your family arriving.
Well, I appreciate it, and definitely in these winter months, especially November, December, January, especially with the holidays, everyone just needs to be mindful that these are the most deadly months in the year for fire deaths. So definitely, you know, keep your families warm, but do it very smartly. And then as far as Christmas trees and stuff go, too, make sure they're watered, make sure your lights are all in working order, and keep everyone safe there in town. So we will see everyone the first week of February, and if I can be of any assistance to anyone, feel free to contact me ahead of time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks to Nick Bonstell for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.